This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, June the 1st. Yes, June. A half a year has gone by, and we have a whole half year to make this the best year ever. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're about to get it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. Last Saturday, we learned about how mold and fungus affect our health and how to deal with them naturally from Dr. Betty Rosendahl. We learned about shingles from Dr. Vivian Brown, author of A Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. We heard how accentuating the positive can help us transition from senior move manager Lori Bell. And we got happy stories from matchmaker Linda Miller, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto, and accessibility expert and renovator Daniel Wiskin of a Total Access Centre. Every one of them offer a complimentary consultation, as do everyone on the team. And to hear that show or any previous show, all you have to do is log on to my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. You'll see on Zoomer Radio, and if you click on that, the shows are listed and they're briefly described so that you can listen and learn from a woman's perspective anytime. It's also a good way of sharing the information. If you don't want to talk about it, you can actually let people listen. And each of my sponsors, as I said, do offer a complimentary consultation, and you may want to reach them. So there is a sponsor expert list under on Zoomer Radio as well, and that gives you the information so that you can avail yourself of a complimentary, no obligation consultation. Ask your questions and get your own specific answers. And if you can't access this by computer, you're welcome to do the old-fashioned thing and call me at 416-504-6777. You'll hear the number throughout the show, and I'll do what I can to help you, to connect you with the right person. And if it's something we haven't dealt with on the show, I'll look for the right expert and ask them to join my team. Today, we're going to talk about home sharing with Dorothy Mizzou of Golden Girls. Dr. Betty Rosendahl is going to talk about allergies. Dr. Vivian Brown is going to talk about vitamin D. We're going to have happy stories, and we've got lots of ground to cover. So we're going to get started with a conversation about investing for our retirement with Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group. And I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Can you imagine how empowering it would be for me to find my way through an unfamiliar place?
Donate your used smartphone at phoneitforward.ca.
Change the life of someone who's blind. A program of the CNIB Foundation.
Here's the naked truth about your sagging skin. If you want something that improves elasticity and collagen production, smooths wrinkles, and helps skin look revitalized, then go Naturelle. Naturelle Collagen with an E. Your skin will love you for it. Available exclusively at naturellecollagen.com.
Today's guest in conversation is a proud sponsor of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. To reach Marilyn or her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
And week to week, we start each show with Darren Farwell or Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group. And there have been so many requests from listeners for us to address financial guidance specific to women who want to help, navigating their own finances. Apparently, women don't feel confident when it comes to the financial part of their lives. These requests have been an impetus for more conversation here on From a Woman's Perspective with Darren and with Leslie. And their focus has been to empower women, especially widows, so they can navigate their journey forward. And Leslie McCormick has authored a book, Bank on Yourself. It's a planned single strategy for everyone, even if they're not single. And today, Darren joins us to continue our education so we can learn and be confident dealing with investing and planning our futures. So good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Marilyn. And when you mentioned about confidence, just to suggest that, to let you know, as a research says, about 32% of women say they feel confident in making financial decisions. And what's interesting about that is the facts actually prove out that they have reason to feel a lot more confident because women are actually very good investors when you look at the data.
Well, you know, that mom and dad looked after finances when you're living under their roof. And then in my generation, you got married shortly after you finished school. So then husband looked after those kinds of things in most cases. So it was very difficult for some women to really spread their wings and talk about finance and investing. So I understand now that it's a second go around, whether it's by divorce or widowhood, that maybe some women would want to empower themselves and take charge as opposed to let someone else drive. So what do you have for us today?
Well, just as, you know, it's hard to find the confidence to manage your own investments, it's really hard sometimes to find Mr. or Mrs. Right in any walk of life. You know, finding the right accountant for your own needs can be difficult. Finding an accountant that actually, you know, works the way you like to work, communicates the way you like to communicate, finding the right lawyer, finding the right school for your kids can be hard. Of course, finding the right love interest can prove challenging. Things are pretty good for me today, but I can assure you there were some bumps along the road. So it's not surprising that finding the right financial advisor to work with can be a challenge as well. And this is, while this is true across the board, it's clearly a concern for many widows. Just listen to these numbers. 80% of widows leave their financial advisor upon the death of their husband. And 87% of women looking for a financial advisor say they can't find one they connect with. Now, we know that losing a spouse is one of life's most significant events, one that often leads women to seek guidance from a professional advisor. However, as we have just heard, some financial advisors use jargon, talk too much about investments rather than listening, and even come across as arrogant. It's hard to find the right fit. Our approach connects well with these women. Now, let me share a story that highlights the challenge of finding the right financial advisor. Vivian met with me at a bank branch near her home in March. Vivian had only rarely, as we were talking about earlier, had only rarely participated in the investment process while her husband was alive. The magnitude of that decision became apparent upon his sudden death at age 71. Vivian all of a sudden found herself in that community of 90% of women who at some point in their lives will find themselves solely responsible for making the investment and planning decisions. This is, by the way, the community that Leslie and I specialize in working with. So when her financial advisor called after Vivian's husband's death, she was relieved. Vivian assumed that he would help her learn. But when they met, she was unceremoniously told, "Here's how I do business. I invest the money on a discretionary basis. I charge 1.25% at your asset level. I'm very good at it, but it takes all my time. If you have any questions, you should call my administrative assistant."
Wow.
Yeah. That's sort of how Vivian reacted. Given his dismissive attitude, Vivian assumed that she didn't have enough assets for him to bother with. So she came to see me because a widow's organization she works with referred her to me. Vivian was looking for someone she could relate to and who was willing to spend some time to help her understand investing. And her widow's group suggested I could work with her to do that. As it turns out, her account was worth well over $1 million, so really not a small account at all, and we have specialists on our team to help widows at many different asset levels. So, you know, probably best fit, though, for those people who have more than $500,000 in investments. Now, we help women who have lost their spouse navigate their journey forward using an approach designed with their unique needs in mind. If you're a widow wondering if you're getting the proper value from your advisor, I have a checklist simply entitled, Am I Getting Value from My Advisor? It was printed in the Financial Post. The name says it all. There are 18 questions for which you answer yes or no to, and score that those 18 questions out of 18. And they range from solid value, so you can feel confident that your advisor is giving you good value, to the lowest in the category, which is see you later territory.
Well, I don't want to go through 18 of those today, even though I'd be interested. We've got other things to talk about. So can you send that to us, or how is it available, Darren?
I'd be happy to send it to you. I do recommend it as a great tool to see whether or not you're dealing with Mr. or Mrs. Wright, and we can email it to you. We can send a hard copy.
Thank you. So we just have to basically call you. Are you going to work today?
I am, yes.
So if someone wants to talk to you about taking charge of their finances. Actually, as you were talking, I was thinking, you know, if you were going to get a driving lesson and the teacher said, don't worry about it, I'll sit in the seat that really controls the car. You sit next to me and watch. How are you going to ever learn to drive? You need to take some charge of the car at some point. So it's the same thing with investing. So I'm sure that Vivian will be much happier with you than she was with her husband's financial advisor.
Well, just the idea that we're willing to listen and also help her learn. And while she has no desire to become an expert, she'd like to be a little more empowered in terms of making some decisions herself.
Well, I'd rather be the driver than a passenger. If I have a car to drive and I've inherited it, I want to know what's going on. So if someone wants to talk to you about investing and learning about their financial future, how do we reach you today?
Well, you can call anytime at 416-863-7501. You can join us on our Facebook page, The Farwell Group, and also our website, The Farwell Group.
So there's a link from a woman's perspective's website, marylands.ca, to Darren and to everyone from the team. So you can get that information if you're driving. And I'll repeat the number, 416-863-7501. If you're like Vivian and you want to take charge of your life and you don't want people to dictate to you, then make sure you explore getting a financial advisor and getting the right financial advisor that doesn't intimidate you but that talks to you. Darren has this questionnaire. It's available to you for free, and the conversation and the guidance is available to you. All you have to do is take the time to call 416-863-7501. Thank you, Darren. I believe that next week, Leslie McCormick is going to join us, and she's going to give us tips from her book, Bank on Yourself. I have them at my store library now, and I have signed copies. You can buy a copy from me for $20, but you can go on to Amazon and to good bookstores now. I understand it's selling briskly, and ask for the book, Bank on Yourself, Why Every Woman Should Plan Financially to Be Single, Even If She's Not. I love that, actually.
And as you always say, Marilyn, it's never too early and never too late to start your planning.
Yes, and I think that you know that people can walk you through it, and people like Darren are there not to dictate but to explain, and there's a team of experts at the Farwell Group. I find it empowering myself, and I believe that you will. So 416-863-7501, and now Dr. Betty Rosendahl is going to explain how to deal with allergies naturally. So lots more to come, and you'll be empowered from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Most stories about Alzheimer's focus on loss. This one is different. Within the shadows of receding memories, Robert Loist was blessed to share time, antics, and laughter with a woman of unbridled spirit. Read A Smile at Twilight by Robert Loist, the story of an unlikely friendship. Order your copy from Amazon, indigo.ca, or at asmileattwilight.com.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And when it comes to dealing with your health naturally, we have Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic, and she highlights health issues and explains how to deal with them naturally each week. So Dr. Betty, I've had several calls, and they really want you to deal with allergies. Do you have any natural solutions for allergies?
Absolutely, Marilyn. So, you know, this time of year, allergies start to rear its ugly head. And people have various different kinds of symptoms. They can have runny nose, itchy eyes, skin issues, sneezing. All these kinds of things can be very, very annoying. And in some cases, they can last, you know, for weeks or even months, depending on what patients are allergic to. So typically from a naturopathic perspective, there's a couple of things that we can do. Certainly, I always like to start early in the season. So I always encourage people to come and see me before allergy season, because there's a couple of things we can do. First of all, both to prevent and to treat in the middle of allergy season. But first of all, to prevent, patients can do detoxification protocols to help their liver and their kidney and their, what we call their organs of elimination, to help eliminate toxic waste in their body. One of the key treatments that I've been using lately is something called, it's a bit of a tongue twister, but it's called ultra low dose enzyme activated immunotherapy. In short, it's called LDA. And what this treatment is, it's an injection that actually helps to desensitize the person from these allergies. And the difference between this particular injection, it's a homeopathic injection, and something that your, for example, your allergist or your doctor might do, your family doctor might do, is that these are homeopathic and they not just work on seasonal allergies, but they can also work on food sensitivities and even chemical sensitivities. So a lot of patients, when they have allergies, they're not just sensitive to pollen, but they can also be sensitive to, for example, petroleum fuel or gluten or other kinds of foods, for example. So these kinds of desensitization drops are customized for the patient, and then we can do these injections over a series of several months so that they not only stop reacting to these kinds of allergens, the seasonal allergens, but also improve their sensitivity to foods and other chemicals that they might be exposed to. Perfumes, for example, is a good example. A lot of patients are also very sensitive to perfumes and those kinds of things.
So if someone has symptoms of allergy, whether it's runny nose or watery eyes or whatever, and they want to deal with it naturally, I guess the first step is to talk to you and then to find out what the allergies are, and then maybe this LDA injection might work for them.
Absolutely. And we can test, and we can do testing, lab testing for specific allergens as well as sensitivity, so we know exactly what the issue is.
So you're still offering a complimentary consultation to my listeners?
I am, yes. They can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
So the phone number for a complimentary consultation and a conversation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl is 905-707-2001, thornhillnaturopathic.ca. There's a link from marilyns.ca, and you are welcome to ask your questions, speak to Dr. Betty, and then see if maybe this LDA injection works for you or how you can deal with your own allergies naturally. Thank you, Dr. Betty. I look forward to hearing more next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Alopecia, thinning hair, chemotherapy. There are many causes of hair loss, but only one place that gives you the type of care and hair replacement solutions you deserve. Capilia, truly you in Mississauga. For a free consultation, visit trulyyou.ca.
Today's guest in conversation is a proud sponsor of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. To reach Marilyn or her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
So at 9 after the news, the garden show will follow as usual. The weather, you'll get a full weather, but I'll tell you now that it's not 13 degrees Celsius, 55 Fahrenheit, and it will reach a high of 21 today. And as I glance forward, there are showers, and I guess it's that kind of spring, and I hear the rumors that there will be that kind of summer. We're going to have intermittent rain and up and down weather. And if that's the case, then an umbrella is going to be your best friend. And I have an umbrella gallery at my store, Maryland's. That means that there are beautiful art umbrellas hanging from the ceiling of my store. And I'm happy to welcome La Bella umbrellas to my store. There are 48 new designs, including wedding umbrellas. So if you're invited to a wedding and you want to give a gift to a shower or to a bride, then I have a beautiful umbrella for that. I'm not going to go through the whole description of the art, but I am going to tell you that these umbrellas come in automatic folding umbrellas with a very large canopy, as well as stick umbrellas and reverse umbrellas. And the folding umbrellas come in a gift box, so you don't even have to wrap. You just have to add a card and a hug. And they're wind resistant. They have flexible fiberglass ribs. And I'm saying that so you'll know when you're shopping for an umbrella that that makes it that it'll flip back in the wind, but you can flip it back down without it breaking. So I'm hoping that you'll come. And if any, for any other reason, besides saying hello to me and putting a face to the voice, you can come see my umbrella gallery and see my collection of clothes. It is spring summer at Maryland's. And if you're traveling, I can show you how 8 pieces of clothing will give you 24 changes. And I am a personal stylist. They've given it a name. I've done it for 40 years. So if you're interested in making the clothes in your closet become a wardrobe statement, then I'm your person, and the people who work with me are experts at doing that as well. And I'm happy to have you come. All you have to do is call and set a date and time, bring your questions, bring items of clothing. A shout out to Shirley, who brought me a jacket that she'd inherited, and she's wearing it this summer, and we were able to put some beautiful things together, and I believe she's wearing it to an event today. So enjoy it, Shirley. And now, for those of you who are wondering about the housing crunch and how to approach it, whether you're sitting in a big house and want to stay and want to make it work, or you're looking to downsize and you don't want to live on the 18th floor of a condominium building by yourself, we have a solution. It's the Golden Girl solution. And we have Dorothy Mizzou, who has the Golden Girls and Guys website. So good morning, Dorothy.
Good morning, Marilyn.
Can you explain a little about your concept, the Golden Girls?
Okay, well, basically, as Marilyn says, you may have a house that you're in on your own, perhaps because of being widowed or divorced, and your kids are grown, but you love your neighborhood, you love your house, and you'd like to stay there. And this is a way that you can find people who you would enjoy sharing a house with, Golden Girls style, if you've ever seen that television show. And I was interested when Darren Farwell spoke earlier about the difficulty in finding the right accountant or lawyer or financial advisor or mate, and also finding the right housemate takes an effort. And what my website does is it provides a venue where people who have a house that they'd like to share can list themselves and tell all about their house and how they like to live. There's a questionnaire on the site that really you can go through in detail to really decide how you like to live. And then people who are looking for a house can do the same thing. And then if you have a home to share, you can search through all the people that are looking for a place and read what they say about themselves. And that's a good first step to finding somebody that can share your house in a happy way.
So basically, if someone's looking for an alternative to the regular thing, renting out their whole home and moving into something small, this works. And you experienced this yourself, as I understand.
Yes, actually, I've been sharing homes for 40 years, really. I raised my son in shared housing. And more recently, I was sharing with a woman and her mother, two women. The mother actually passed away about 5 years ago. But because of the fact that there were two able-bodied adults in the house while she went through her final illness, she could stay there until two before she died. And we were friends. And that makes a huge difference. And my image is that people who'd come to share a house, it's not just sharing a room here and there. It's actually sharing a home like a family or an extended family. And you share the work and you would just enjoy each other's company.
I believe most of us know the Golden Girls program. And that basically is the idea, right? That people come together and they become a family in some way. It's not for someone who wants to walk in the house and lock the door to their room behind them or have to do that. They're actually sharing a lifestyle.
Yes, absolutely. That's what it's about.
And you're doing a workshop in my store, and I'm happy to welcome you because it's a good way for people to explore if Golden Girls living is right for them from either side.
Yes.
So tell us what to expect.
Okay. Well, the first thing we do, of course, a little bit of an overview of the concept, but then we come to the question of what are you looking for? What do you want in your life? And then what are you worried about? Maybe you're attracted to the idea of, oh, this is a great idea to share my home, but you know, what if we don't get along, or what if we this person is a real hoarder, or you have questions about it. So we can talk about that. Just different people there can share what their concerns are, and then we can look at how the website can help them to sort through very simple things like smoking, drinking, pets. There's some basic things if you need public transportation or internet, that kind of thing. But then in more detail, the whole questionnaire, 500 words you can write on the website. How do you like to live? You know, what's important to you? And then what about your home? Are you near public transportation? Are you a condo? Are you a house in the country? It's interesting. We'll go through on the, at the workshop, we can actually go log onto the website and go through some examples of who's already listed on there. So you can see the kinds of people that are there.
So it's a 2-hour workshop. It's next Saturday, yes. June the 8th, from 10 till noon. And it'll be at my store, Maryland's. And it's a PowerPoint. So it isn't just loose conversation. People will leave with meat and potatoes. Do they leave with anything hard copy?
Yes, I give people a hard copy of the PowerPoint presentation that I do. And there's places to make notes. There's a sheet for, you know, the what do I want and what am I worried about? And then the whole questionnaire about how do I like to live is like 16 questions, I think, that cover all sorts of different aspects that just help you look at yourself on how you like to live so you know what's important to you.
And what about how much you charge? I mean, if someone's been living in a home all their life, let's say they're widowed and now they're going to share with someone. I mean, I wouldn't even begin to know what to charge someone for a room in my home in that lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Do you have guidelines for that?
Yes.
Too?
Yeah. The handout that I give, there is a sheet where you can write down what your expenses are, what it costs you to live every month, and then how much you would need to charge. There's really two sides to it. One is there's market rent. You can look and see what people are charging for space. And so depending what you need, you might even want to have a couple of people sharing a home with you in order to cover what you need to cover. And actually, in my experience, having two housemates or even three is a really nice balance rather than just two people. But the other aspect of it is there are a lot of people who, especially people that are retired, that are living simply on their Canada Pension and OAS and may not have a lot of money to spend on housing, but they're great people, great to live with, and they help happy to help out around the house. So you look at what you need to charge in order to be able to stay where you are, and what people are able to pay, that it might be people that are very compatible with you. And there's lots of value that people can bring to a home besides just the rent.
Well, it sounds like you're going to give the people who attend this workshop lots of value because they'll understand all the aspects of how they can create a happy home and save money or make money, whatever the alternative is there.
Yes.
And you're charging $35 plus HST.
Yes.
And someone can register either by calling you. What's your number?
The number is 416-550-4015.
So 416-550-4015. If you have questions about the Golden Girls and home sharing, you're welcome to call Dorothy for that too. But if you want to register for this workshop next Saturday, you can call her, speak to her, find out if this is a fit for you and register with her. Or you're welcome to call my store, Maryland's, 10 o'clock till 3 any day this week, including today, at 416-504-6777. And I guess we should give out the website. Dorothy, what is your website?
The website is www.ggncanada.ca. This GGN is Golden Girls Network, so it's ggncanada.ca.
So here's a possibility, something that you might not have thought about, living with others, sharing your home, sharing your space, being an asset in a group, a surrounding, and saving yourself some money or making money. It's Golden Girls, and Dorothy says it's a golden solution to the housing crunch. And if you want to converse with Dorothy, just call her at 416-550-4015 or register. And I've made it a little more economical. If you do come to the workshop and you pay Dorothy $35, you will receive a $25 gift certificate that you can spend that day on toward any item of clothing. So basically, you can have some fun with fashion as well as get that information. And as I said, the workshop is from 10 till noon. Dorothy Mizzou, Golden Girls, Canada, and the website GGN, that's Golden Girls Network, Canada.ca. So, Dorothy, thank you. I look forward to attending the workshop. I sat in on part of it last time. I'll learn more this time.
Great. Well, thanks very much, Marilyn.
Thank you. So, coming up, we're going to have happy stories from hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto. Matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions is going to join us. But first, Dr. Vivian Brown, author of A Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, is going to dispel some of the myths about vitamin D. So, stay with me, Marilyn Weston, and continue to get it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
There's a lot of information about health on the internet and in the press, and we need a guide to make sense of it all. And on From a Woman's Perspective, we have award-winning family physician Dr. Vivian Brown. She's a women's health expert. She's authored a book called A Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, and week to week she gives us health tips. So good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. Thank you for having me here.
It's a pleasure, and I'm always curious to hear what we're going to talk about today.
Well, I wanted to talk about vitamin D because there's some new information. You know, in the past, we've talked about how important vitamin D is for bones, and that is absolutely true. Diseases like osteoporosis are partly prevented by adequate levels of vitamin D. But there's been some research that questioned whether vitamin D was good as a preventative vitamin for heart disease and cancer. And very quickly, people want to get on a bandwagon and take vitamin D to try and prevent those diseases. Well, there has been a wonderful study called the Vital Study done by Dr. Joanne Manson and her colleagues. And what she was able to show in a large group of people is that, unfortunately, vitamin D is not a preventative for cancer and heart disease. So yes, we need to take it for our bones, but let's not fool ourselves. It's not doing much for prevention of some other diseases.
So we don't need to jump on bandwagons. I guess we should talk to our doctor.
Exactly. And it's sometimes disappointing when a study shows that something doesn't work. But when you have really good medical evidence, an excellent study, enough people in the study, randomized so that both groups were equivalent, you can really trust the results. And I think that's what's so important here. When we tell someone, yes, you need vitamin D for bones, you can trust that result. And when we say, no, it's not going to do much to prevent cancer, you can trust that result as well.
Well, you've written a book that's evidence-based and you're all about evidence. So thank you for sharing that new information. And A Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. I have signed copies at my store, but where else can we find it?
It's on Amazon.com and .ca. It's in Indigo. It's in Shoppers. And I'm happy to tell you, Marilyn, we're in our second printing. It's gone really well.
So congratulations. I've read it and I have it as a handbook on my night table. And anyone who wants a copy can call me at 416-504-6777 and I will reserve a copy that you can come, a signed copy, or I can tell you where to get it. Thank you, Dr. Brown. I look forward to getting another health tip next week.
My pleasure.
Are you feeling the pressure to move but not sure where you'd go? Find a golden solution to your housing crunch, a two-hour workshop at Maryland's on Spadina Avenue, presented by Golden Girls Canada, Saturday, June the 8th, starting at 10 a.m. for only $35 plus HST. Space is limited. Register online at ggncanada.ca or call 416-550-4015 to receive a $25 gift certificate from Maryland's.
Today's guest in conversation is a proud sponsor of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. To reach Marilyn or her guests, visit the program's website, marylands.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
And I've invited you to come see my umbrella gallery and to visit me and say hello and learn how to put your clothes together and have an image for spring, summer, and perhaps travel with a lighter suitcase because I'm able to condense that. But I also have a library now. As you heard, Dr. Brown's book is available, Leslie McCormick's book, Bank on Yourself, Robert Loyce's book, A Smile at Twilight, teaches you how to deal with people with dementia or just difficult difficult people. And we have Charles's book, Charles Hanna's book as well, Higher, to inspire you. They're all signed copies. They're all $20 and they're available on the counter at my store in Maryland's. We're going to have a Women's Happy Day event June 22nd. It's a Saturday. It lets you experience the healthy bra. I will talk about closet organizing. There's a closet organizing instruction sheet on my website if you want to come prepared. If not, I'll be giving one out. And we'll be doing a draw for Dr. Brown's book. So lots of reasons to come visit me at my store, Maryland's. And that phone number will answer any questions you may have. But it's nice to fill your calendar in and you'll meet nice people and make me happy as well. 416-504-6777 is my number. And if you're ready to meet someone new and not really sure how to do it, we now have someone I call Cupid from a woman's perspective, Linda Miller. She's a matchmaker. Her company is Misty River Introductions. And week to week, she shares happy stories so that you can learn how other people have navigated to find a new partner. So good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So we had a very interesting week this week. We had a lady who actually did a phone interview with us just shortly before Christmas, and she activated her file right after Christmas of this year. And she came to the service, and it's quite unusual. Usually we meet people as we interview them, but we really liked her over the phone. Nancy interviewed her, and I had a chance to speak to her. And over the last 4 or 5 months, she's been out meeting people, and she met a gentleman that she really likes. And so she said to me on the phone, she said, you know, I'd really like to meet you and Nancy. I always felt like, you know, we had such a great connection, but I felt sort of like I've missed that part out. And now that I've met someone, I'm never going to get to meet you. So I said, well, we're in Toronto at the Intercontinental on Sunday. Why don't you come down and, you know, we'll sit together and have a coffee and you can meet both of us. And so she came down and she was just amazing. She had a binder of everyone that she had met through the service. I think she'd met 13 people. And she'd had detailed notes on everyone. And we sat and went through all the different gentlemen that she'd met, and she had something positive to say about everyone. There was one guy who said, so what about this one? And she said, well, she said, he had a really nice truck. That's reaching, but okay. But the point is that Nancy and I, afterwards, we walked away and we said, you know, that's how people should use Misty River. It's like she could give workshops on how to use a matchmaking service. She was open. She was positive. She was a delight to work with. We talked to her like we do most of our clients 2 or 3 times a week, and just never had a negative thing to say. Always open to meeting everyone. Spoke to them on the phone, gave us feedback so that we always got a little further every week. And that's huge to come to us and always be able to say, well, I like this person, but this is what I didn't like and this is what I did like. It's immeasurable the use that is as a matchmaker, because you can really, really start to narrow down for someone who you're going to match them with. So anyway, a complete delight. And it's just so nice to meet someone who, you know, just makes you want to try harder and harder every week to get someone great. And we've done that because she's met someone she likes.
Well, every time I speak to you, I learn something more about matchmaking. I had no idea that you connected with people more than when you signed them on and then intermittently while this went on. But you actually develop relationships and get to know them even more so than that first meeting, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, we really felt like with some people, you really feel like you end up the process with having a friend, you know, like you've seen them through the process. It's very emotional for a lot of people. It's hard on people because you're putting yourself out there. You're finding out even things about yourself that you didn't know maybe. So you end up with this sort of rapport. I know a lot of the girls in the office, they have a very close rapport with the people they work with. And even though myself or Nancy do most of the interviewing, everyone has somebody that they kind of cleave to as far as the person they like to speak to. So, and, you know, I've had people call in and I answer the phone and they'll say, you know, is Julia there? And I'll say, no, she isn't. And it's like, click, before I even say it's Linda, I'm the owner, I can help you.
I understand. Like, that's like at my store, Marilyn's. When someone is dressed by Linda or Frida, then they can have that rapport, and Marilyn doesn't count as much. But if someone wants to talk to you about getting ready to meet someone new and understanding how that works, how do we reach you?
Okay, so you can call our office. It's, if you're in Toronto, it's 416-777-6302. There's a toll-free number on our website. We also have local numbers in the Barrie Peterborough area and the London Kitchener area. And so southwestern Ontario is 519-658-4204. And Barrie Peterborough is 705-734-1292. And we have a 1-800 number for anybody in Eastern Ontario and a local number for there as well. So there's also a talk feature on our website, which is if you're a little bit shy, you're not quite ready to make a phone call. People think about it for a long time. Like I had somebody yesterday that she has been off and onto the website for 2 years. Looking at it, reading it, before she finally met us this past week.
So I'm going to give out your Misty River website, mistyriverintros.com. I'm going to give out your Toronto number. And if anyone wants any more information, I have brochures at my store, Marilyn's, to speak to Linda Miller and find out more about what it's like to deal with a matchmaker and meet that special someone. If you're ready to explore the possibilities, 416-777-6302. I look forward to hearing another happy story next week. Linda, thanks for sharing her story.
Thanks, Marilyn.
And now, if you are not hearing as you should, or someone you know is turning up the radio to where it hurts your ears, it's possible to have a hearing aid that works properly and that improves your hearing. But it means that you need to have someone who knows what they're selling, how to fit it, and what to do with it. And hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian is a person who listens, who doesn't deal with just one hearing aid company, and who knows how to make the perfect hearing aid from any hearing aid that he encounters. So good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. So today I wanted to tell you about a new client who came to visit us because of his daughter. Now, Joe and his daughter were both in agreement that something needed to be done about his hearing and his hearing aids, but Joe was very skeptical. Now, they had driven in on Friday morning from Mississauga around 10 o'clock, so you could tell that Joe was a little bit irritated about being in traffic at that early in the morning. So when I sat down with them, I asked them how I could help him. So he described that he was wearing a pair of hearing aids, which helped him hear all sorts of background noise, but it fell short with respect to hearing speech almost at all times. Now, his hearing aids also made certain sounds like doors closing way too loud. So those peripheral noises that he didn't necessarily want to concentrate on, that's what his hearing aids were doing for him. So we looked at a copy of his hearing test results that he brought in with him, and while it wasn't immediately evident, I had a feeling that he wasn't getting proper amplification levels, that he needed to help him hear his best. Now, once I had his hearing aid settings loaded up on my computer, my feelings were confirmed. I showed Joe and his daughter how his hearing aids were set up in the software, and in short, his previous hearing aid clinic had turned up all the low-frequency sounds way up. But because of feedback, the software had limited all the mid to high frequencies, which actually help him hear the sounds of speech clearly, were turned way down. This would result in a feeling of loudness, but no clarity. So we did three things to solve Joe's hearing aid problem. Number one, we changed the hearing aid speaker to a higher power level to make sure we were able to give him all the power that he needed without distortion. The original one wasn't strong enough. Number two, we changed the plumbing or the fit inside of his ear canal to a more closed fitting. His original fitting was causing the hearing aids to instantly reduce the amplification where he needed it. Number three, we entirely reprogrammed the hearing aids so that he could get a balanced sound so that all sounds were appropriately loud. This approach, which when we kind of applied it, helped him hear my voice, his daughter's voice, everything quite plainly in the office. But hearing in quiet is easy. It's when we get into noise that everything really kind of falls apart if it's not fit properly. So sure enough, we do what we normally do. We go outside where all the traffic noise is, and he could hear everything without being overwhelmed by it. He He could hold a conversation with me. He could hold a conversation with his daughter. It was just a little bit on the loud side, so we had to kind of turn it down just a wee bit for his comfort. But once we did that, everything worked out quite smoothly. So the moral of this story is hearing aids need to be selected and fit and programmed properly for the maximum benefit. If you're feeling like you're not hearing well with your hearing aids, there's likely a good reason for that. Get in touch with us to find out. It could be your next best conversation.
Well, clarity, not just loudness, no distortion, the proper programming. I always learned from you. You know, we've been speaking on the radio now for a number of years, and yet every story seems to enlighten me a little more and encourage me to say to people, if you have a hearing aid, it is possible to hear your best, but it has to be adjusted and perfected. And I want to do a shout out to the ladies and gentlemen who were at OSCO this past Tuesday, Tuesdays at OSCO. They were very interested in what I have to say about you, because I take my whole team's brochures with me when I go to an event. And there was a lady there who had a pair of hearing aids, and I guess she wasn't happy because she was the first person to put up her hand and ask your information. So if someone wants to talk to you about their hearing aids, how do we reach you?
The easiest way is to pick up the phone and call 416-754-4327. But if phone calls are difficult for you, the easiest other way is to get in touch by email. So email us at hello@hearingaidsource.ca.
So 416-754-4327. Edmund's location at Coxwell and Danforth is almost sitting on the subway station, so it's not very hard to get to. And he has a location at Parkway Mall that's on the second floor but totally accessible. Phone number again, 416-754-4327. Make sure to have your ears checked. Make sure that if you have hearing aids, you're hearing properly and feel good about them. And if not, don't fear to ask questions of Edmund Iavazian and the team at Hearing Aid Source Centers. Thank you, Edmund. Have a great weekend. I look forward to hearing a happy story next week.
Sounds good. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. So next, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile and accessibility expert and renovator Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center are going to join us with happy stories, and you'll continue to learn and be empowered from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Have you ever wondered what your home is worth?
HelgasHomes.com.
House values have been rising dramatically. Now may be the perfect time to sell your home. I'm Helga Tateson with RE/MAX Hallmark Realty, and I can help.
HelgasHomes.com.
Contact me today if you'd like to know the value of your home.
Moving Seniors with a Smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
As if having a disability could ever stop you from seeing the world. Impact Vacations, the travel agency for the disabled. We work with the airlines, hotels, destinations, equipment providers, and support workers to unlock the world for you. Visit impactvacations.com. Accessible experiences, fantastic memories.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
FemRenew by Dr. Faye Weisberg is one of the first clinics in Canada to offer a new non-hormonal vaginal laser treatment for vaginal atrophy due to aging. Learn about the safe, life-changing approach to renewing vaginal health. Visit FemRenew.ca. Let's talk vagina.
Today's guest in conversation is a proud sponsor of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. To reach Marilyn or her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
And I will be at my store all day today from 10 to 3, so feel free to call me at 416-504-6777 and set a date and time to come visit, or plan the June 8th event or the June 22nd Maryland's Happy Day event. I'm really enjoy meeting you and speaking to you, and thank you for coming, those of you who have. And now, Moving Seniors with a Smile, Lori Bell is with us, and she's promised a happy story. So good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Mary. Yeah, it was a busy week for me, but I wanted to call in this morning and share a happy story. We moved a gentleman named Bruce from a 3-bedroom home he's lived in for 45 years
to a spacious two-bedroom retirement residence suite. And his suite's larger than many, admittedly, but Bruce was really reluctant to leave behind the considerable amount of art and decor items that he and his late wife had collected over the years. He was willing to take my advice with the furniture, but he really found it tough to imagine his home without the smaller items. So he hung tough on that. And I have to say, it's a bit out of the norm. It's usually the women that don't want to part with some of the smaller items, and the guys usually do it a little easier. But anyway, all's well that ends well. And my dream team and I, we did an awesome job for him, I have to say. We installed 48 pieces of art for Bruce in his retirement residence suite and unpacked everything, set him up. So it looks fabulous, and he was absolutely beaming when we left. So another happy client, and on to the next one.
Well, people are sitting there wondering how to release things, and they need your help, Lori. And I get calls all the time. So if someone wants to talk to you, how do we reach you?
Okay, you can call me at 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. MovingSeniorsWithASmile.ca is the website. There's a link from Marilyn's.ca. And Lori, I know you're going to have a busy week, and you'll have a happy story for me next week. So I look forward to learning more.
Absolutely. Have a great week, Marilyn.
Thank you. And I have to say and applaud Lori, because she's battled cancer for this past while, and yet she didn't miss a client due date. And I still got calls complimenting me and thanking me for introducing me to Lori Bell and the team at Moving Seniors with a Smile. So I can thoroughly say that if you have any trepidation about moving, call Lori and have a chat. And now Daniel Wiskin of Total Access Center is going to join us, and I believe he'll have a happy story, which is really good. Thank you. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And I just want to talk about the upcoming Access Expo that is coming up. This event picks up where People in Motion show left off. It's a two-day free event. So it's June the 6th and the 7th. So June the 6th is a Thursday. It's from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. And June 7th, a Friday, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. The location of the event is Variety Village, so it's 3701 Danforth Avenue in Scarborough. I'll just repeat that. It's 3701 Danforth Avenue in Scarborough. What about the event? So this event will showcase the latest in accessibility with many exhibitors, including accessible transportation services, home modification services, communication services, the latest in mobility devices. I think even Sarah Tengler will be there for accessible travel. So her company is Impact Vacations. If anyone's looking to book a vacation and it needs accessibility in it, she'll be there. There'll also be an award presented to David C. Onley at 6 p.m. on Thursday for the Lifetime Achievement for Innovation and Accessibility. And he actually visited our showroom a few years back for our grand opening at Total Access Center.
He's such a gentleman.
Yes. There will also be demonstrations from Para Sports, a job fair, a barbecue, and everyone's favorite, a beer tent. And, of course, Total Access Center will be there. So we have a booth. The booth number is 420. I'll be bringing the travel buggy with us. So it's a portable, foldable, electric wheelchair. So if anyone's interested in traveling and they don't want to bring their heavy transport chair with them right now, this is something to see. It's really innovative. Lots of products. I'll be bringing reachers, walker accessories that you can add on, and different cup holders to add to your walkers. So I'll also be giving some giveaways. So this is a great event to come to if you're interested in accessibility. And if you have any more questions about that, you can give me a call at 647-206-6409. And lastly, you can go on their website if you have more questions for the expo at accessexpo.ca. That has all the information there for you.
So June 6th and 7th, you're going to be at booth 420. Sarah Tengler will be there with her travel for an accessible travel. And Variety Village is the location. Well, now we just have about half a minute or so, but I want to show special.
So, yeah, I'm actually going to be giving away two free cup holders at the show. So if you do come out there, we're going to be giving away a draw. And also for the special, a free total home safety check to the first caller today. So if you're looking to renovate your home or you have any questions about renovations, one free total home safety check, 647-206-6409 will get you in the door.
So total home safety check is usually $89.95. I think it's priceless to identify the hazards in your home and know how to tackle them. And that's what Daniel does. And he gives you a written report for that. And I know that architects and designers would charge far more. So first caller gets that for free, 647-206-6409. Or if you have any questions about accessibility, think Daniel Wiskin in the Total Access Center. Thanks, Daniel, and have a good show. And I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
And thank you, Sebastian, for reminding me we only have a minute to go. And I thank my team for coming here. And I thank you all for listening and joining me week to week and for calling me at my store and giving me your comments and your support. 416-504-6777. Come see me. Come see the Umbrella Gallery. Join in on the events and plan to spend some time at Maryland's. And next Saturday, author Leslie McCormick is going to join us. We're going to talk about Bank on Yourself. Dr. Faye Weisberg is going to talk vaginal health. Dr. Betty Rosendahl is going to talk libido. I never say that word right. And Dr. Vivian Brown will talk about healthy aging. And we'll have tips and happy stories so you can be empowered from a woman's perspective. In the meantime, remember, I'm here for you, and my team is here for you. We want you to have a great day, a wonderful weekend, and a fantastic week until we speak again next Saturday morning at 8 here from a woman's perspective on Zoomer Radio. Bye-bye for now. Be well.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.